mercy still works. It doesn't matter what you've done. Grace and mercy still works. And I thank God for his grace and his mercy. Are you in Romans chapter 8 yet? The Bible here is talking about Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Look at verse number 33. We'll start there. Grace and mercy still exist. Look at verse 33. The Bible says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. And then the Bible says in verse 34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh what? Intercession for who? Us. Just like Moses interceded for the children of Israel, Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand side of the Father, making intercession for you and making intercession for me. Are you all still with me? Well, Pastor, how is it that Jesus can make intercession for us? Well, the reason why Jesus can make intercession for us is because of the blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary to cover the sins. But to wash your sins away, to wash my sins away. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And to take that same blood to God to pay the penalty of sin for you and for me. Are you all still with me? Amen. Because of what he did for us, he is in a position to intercede for us. In other words, when we fall short in certain areas or when we need certain things, Jesus is our spokesperson. Are you all still with me? Amen. I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7. Hallelujah. God's grace and his mercy. Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7. See, Moses had the right person with him to assist him, the priest. But instead of him following the guidelines that Moses gave to God, he listened to the people. Don't worry about the thunder, God's in charge of that too. Because he's God. But Jesus is even more, a more better intercessor than Moses was. See, Moses was just a man. But Jesus is the Christ. Are y'all still with me? And here in Hebrews, the Bible compares him to other priests. Because not only is he the Christ, he's also the high priest. Are y'all still with me? Look at what the Bible says here in the chapter 7. It says in verse number 19, we'll start there. It's for the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by which we draw near unto God. This is talking about Jesus. Verse 20 says, and inasmuch as not without an oath, he was made priest. In other words, Jesus didn't have to swear in. And then the Bible says in verse 21, for those priests, in the Old Testament, for those priests were made without an oath. But this with an oath, by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and we will not repent. Bible talking about Jesus, there are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now, I know you all don't know who Melchizedek is, but Melchizedek is said to be the first priest of Hebrew, okay? The Bible talks about, the Bible doesn't talk much about him, but he was the high priest. But how many of you know Jesus is a better high priest than Melchizedek? Because Melchizedek didn't die on the cross for your sins, Jesus did. Melchizedek is not making intercession for us, Jesus is. And I believe, I'm not sure, but I believe that this is why some religions, when they want to forgiveness, they go talk to the priest. They don't even pray to God in the name of Jesus. They go to the priest. And the priest said, I'll tell you what, I will let God know what you said. And how many of you know if the priest forget to let God know what they said, then they're in trouble. Y'all still with me? But I don't know about you, but I thank God for Jesus. Because when I go to God in the name of Jesus, Jesus tell God what I say. And Jesus tell God, God, you know I'm the only perfect one. And I've already brought you my blood for old Pastor Ron. And my blood washed his sin away. And God said, Jesus, you're exactly right. I will not hold anything against him. Why? Because of your blood, because you have interceded for him, my grace and my mercy is covering him. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. So look at what the Bible says once again. It says in verse 22, it says, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a what? Better testament. And they truly were many priests, because they were not allowed to continue by reason of death. Do y'all know what that means? What that means is that every priest that was designated in the Old Testament is now what? Dead. Melchizedek is dead. Aaron is dead. And all the other priests are what? Dead. But how many know Jesus is still alive? Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen, amen, amen. And look at what the Bible says here. It says, verse 24, but this man, talking about Jesus, because he do what? Continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. In other words, the other priests in the Old Testament, they were, you know, just like the president. You're the president for 3 years or 6 years, then we get somebody else. And then you're the president, and we'll get somebody else. But how many know Jesus is unchangeable? I don't know about you, but I thank God for his grace and his mercy, because if it wasn't for his grace and his mercy, Jesus would have never came down and died on the cross for you and for me. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Now look at this. The Bible says here in verse 25, wherefore he is able, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make what? Intercession for who? Them. I like that. The Bible is telling us there that Jesus is still there to intercede for the people who have not even come to Jesus yet. People who have not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. The ones that we judge instead of praying for, those people, Jesus is still there to intercede for them when they decide to come to God. You tell me that's not grace and mercy. God has a plan in place to forgive the people of their sin who have not even accepted him yet. And the plan is Jesus. So no, not only is Jesus our intercessor as Christians, he is there to intercede for the people who have not accepted God yet. To me, that's a power intercessor. That is the power of God's grace and his mercy, because the Bible tells us that it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And the way they come is through Jesus. Because listen, if it wasn't for grace and mercy, we wouldn't be able to go to Jesus. On the other hand, if it wasn't for Jesus, we would never be able to experience God's grace and his mercy. How many of you know you can't separate Jesus from grace and mercy? You can't separate grace and mercy from Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. And listen to this. The thing I like most about grace and mercy is that grace and mercy is always active. Grace and mercy never stops working. And grace and mercy always follow us no matter where we go. See, grace and mercy never takes any time off. You know, Christians take time off from work. They take time off from church. They take time off from praying at night. They take time off from reading the word. But grace and mercy never takes any time off, because grace and mercy knows that they are always needed. How many of you know there are people in the world right now in situations where they need grace and mercy? How many of you know we have people in here right now, all of us, at all times need grace and mercy? And it is always available to us because of the blood of Jesus, our intercessor. And like I said earlier, I don't know about you, but I need grace and I need mercy. Because without God's grace and God's mercy, where would we be? Good God Almighty, what a mighty God we serve. Amen, amen, amen. They always, and listen to this. Not only are they always working, sometimes they travel together. But regardless of whether they're traveling together or not, grace might be working over there, mercy might be working back there. What a mighty God we say. Oh, I don't know about you. Amen. You know, I was when I was in Carolina, I was driving down the street to my brother, to see my brother, and all of a sudden, this song came to my mind. Grace and mercy. Good God Almighty. So I look here, I'm driving, I got my phone, and you know, you're not supposed to be on your phone when you're driving. Y'all still with me? But how many know, because of God's grace and mercy, I was able to do that. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And I told you to play Grace and Mercy. See, we take God's grace and mercy for granted sometimes. But see, we are still standing but by the grace of God. Many of us could have been dead a long time ago. Many of us have faced situations where we thought we wouldn't even get out of. Many of us have been in situations where the doctor even said, no, you're not going to make it. Many of us have been in situations when it seemed like the man was going to possess everything that we had. But because of God's grace, because of God's mercy, he brought us through. When man says you're not going to make it, the Bible, God says, I have grace and I have mercy. And my grace and my mercy is always working in your life because Jesus, listen, even when we don't see grace and mercy working, it's always working. Are y'all still with me this morning? Even when we can't see it, it's always, like that song they sung this morning, what was it, with Waymaker? They say, even when you can't see it, he's working it out. Good God Almighty. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about God's grace and God's mercy. Because listen, if it wasn't for God's grace, we wouldn't even be saved. Don't you know the Bible tells us that we are saved by grace? I mean, everything, all the bad things that we did when we was growing up and got hooked up with the wrong crowd, got hooked up with the wrong group. And then we are, one day, we hear about Jesus. And all of a sudden, we want to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You know what God could have said? He could have said, you, Donald? No, I'm not going to let you come to Jesus because of all that you did. But how many of you know, because of God's grace? Because of his grace. Now, Donald is a great guy. I just use him as an example. Amen. I've been knowing him since 1982. Amen, amen, amen. So I'll be going on talking about, Donald, he's a bad dude. Pastor Ron said, amen. Because of his grace, he allowed us to come to Jesus, to accept him, to be saved. The Bible says we are saved by grace through faith. So faith also plays a part in grace. Because if it wasn't for God's grace, he would have never given us the measure of faith that we needed to go through grace to be saved. Are y'all still with me? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is a gift from God. And the reason why it took grace to save us is because if we had saved ourselves, the Bible says, we won't brag. We'll be bragging about it. I told you I was bad. Jesus didn't save me, I saved myself. That's what we would be saying. Elder Bondron, I know Jesus Christ saved you, brother. But I saved myself. No. We all need God's grace to be saved. And listen to this. Christians, not only are we saved through grace, we also saved through mercy. Not just grace, but also mercy. Pastor, you're just making that up. Oh, really? I told you grace and mercy work hand in hand. They never fight against each other like people do. Grace might be over there working, mercy might be over here working, but they also work together. Because there is no division when it comes to the things of God. The only division when it comes to the things of God is some of God's people. We want to do things our own way instead of God's way. But not only are we saved by grace, we're also saved by mercy. Because I've never seen that in the Bible. Well, welcome to Word of Knowledge Ministries. Go to the book of Titus. Go to the book of Titus. See, we need to know. We need to know that we know that we know. Go to Titus chapter 2. It's back there by Timothy. Thessalonians, Timothy, Titus. Or your table of contents, however you want to find. We are saved not just by grace, but we're saved because of mercy. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. I don't hear thunder anymore. I guess Jesus told the thunder, peace, be still. Are y'all still with me? Look at Titus chapter 2. I'm sorry, Titus chapter 3. Are you there? Paul is talking to Titus. Look at what he says in verse number 3. He says, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish. So that's why we can't judge people. Disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Christian, let me just share something with you right quick before I move on. We need to come to the point, and I told a message not too long ago. We need to come to the realization that we do not have the right to judge anyone. Because I don't know about you, but I wasn't always saved. See? And a lot of the things that we judge people for doing, a lot of us did those same things before we got saved. But we have the tendency to look back at people, they need to be in church. But how many of you know we haven't always been in church? We haven't always been saved. I don't know why they do that. Well, you did it too. How soon do we forget? The reason why we are not doing those things now is because of God's grace that allowed us to be saved through Jesus Christ. So we have to stop criticizing people. We have to stop judging people. And we need to do more praying for people because that's God's way. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Because listen, although we are saved, how many of you know we still mess up sometimes? We still fall short. The Bible tells us that. The Bible tells us in Romans, I think it's in chapter 3, verse 23. You all can check me out and test me. It said we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. How many of you know the glory of God is perfection? And there is one perfect one, and his name is Jesus. Are y'all still with me? But because of God's grace and his mercy, we're saved now. But it still does not mean that we are better than anyone else. Y'all still with me? You're not mad with me, are you? Amen. Look at Titus chapter 3. The Bible says, once again, Titus is talking about those people. He said, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers, lusts, and pleasures, living in malice, envy, hateful, and hating one another. It says, but after that, the kindness, verse 4, after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. In other words, Jesus came on the scene. And he says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according, are y'all still with me? But according to his what? Mercy. But according to his what? Mercy. But according to his mercy, he did what? There's two people see it. According to his mercy, he did what? Saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the who? The Holy Ghost. Which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And because of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we are in a position to have access to God's grace and God's mercy. See, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, don't you know that the Holy Spirit baptized you into the body of Christ? And the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8 that the Holy Spirit is our witness that we are the children of God. See, a lot of times we try to convince people, I'm saved. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Look, I told you I was saved. And look, now we're trying to beat them up because they said we're not saved. Well, if you beat them up, you're acting like you're not saved. Are y'all still with me? But if you want a witness, if they say you're not saved, just tell them this. Well, why don't you go ask the Holy Spirit about saved? Because the Holy Spirit is my witness. Are y'all still with me? But just because we say it doesn't make us perfect. And that's one of the reasons why we need God's grace and God's mercy. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Look at chapter 2 while you're there. Look at verse number 11. Verse number 11. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Nobody left out. Nobody left out. If you're not a Christian, you can be one today. If you're streaming online, you're not a Christian, you can be one today. Because grace and mercy is not just for Christians. It's for anyone who wants to come to Jesus. Why? Because Jesus has already paid the price so we can have access to God's grace and God's mercy. Don't cost you nothing. No, we do not deserve it, but God loves us with an unconditional love. Yes, we deserve to receive what we did for being bad, but because of God's mercy, his mercy covers us. What a mighty God we serve. He is mighty in glory and riches and power. He's not just a church God that shows up on Sunday and Wednesday. He is our everlasting God. He is the everlasting God. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, over and over again, he is God. And in the 136th Psalm, in every verse, the Bible tells us that his mercy endureth forever. How many know grace and mercy never runs out? They both endure forever because they are a part of an everlasting God in any situation. Are you all still with me? Yes. See, we were saved by grace and mercy, but we still need it. We still need it. There is never a time in the life of Christians and others that we do not need grace and mercy. Some people say, well, I'm saved, but so I'm good now. I don't need it anymore. Oh, yes, you do. Because we all fall short sometimes. That's why Jesus came. If we all were perfect, we would not need Jesus. We all mess up sometimes. We all fall short. We all make mistakes. We all sin sometimes. Listen, that does not mean you are a sinner. But you do sin. So a lot of times, Christians, you know, when you ask them about their lifestyle, they will say, I am a sinner saved by grace. Well, you can be that all you want to. If you want to be that, you can be that. Now, you mess up sometimes because you're not perfect, but that doesn't make you a sinner. The Bible says, yet when we were sinners, Romans chapter 5, I believe, he died for us. So make up your mind. Are you a sinner or a Christian? Because if he died for you and you accepted him, you are a Christian who slip up sometimes because you're not perfect. And that's why we need God's grace and mercy. Listen to this, Christian. I'm not telling you that we have a license to sin. Because we don't. But because we are not perfect, because we slip up sometime, we need God's grace and God's mercy. Not sometimes, but every time. Well, Pastor, I don't know about you. But I don't. Since I accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, I don't mess up no more. I walk a straight line. Oh, really? Well, then you must not be included in the Word of God. Because that's not what the Bible says in 1 John. So if you are the perfect one, maybe you're in the wrong place. Because we all mess up. And listen to this, Christians. A sin is a sin. Is a sin. There are no big ones, medium ones, and little ones. People say, yeah, I mess up sometimes, but I don't do that. Guess what? You're still sinning. Well, I got the Holy Ghost, and you're still sinning. Because no one's perfect. This is why Jesus came. The Bible says he is our advocate to the Father. But once again, if it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, Jesus would have never died for us. Y'all see the importance of God's grace and mercy? Go to 1 John. 1 John. Not St. John, 1 John. Good God Almighty. I love this word. Because it tells me even in my shortcomings, grace and mercy still works. Are y'all still with me? Got about 10 minutes to go. Y'all hold your horses. I know some of y'all probably thinking about your Sunday dinner and all that stuff. Hey, just hold y'all yours. Hold your. Football season starting, preseason to practice. People getting excited because the team want a practice game. Come on, man, this is practice. Amen. I can't wait to get out of church today. My team, look, don't worry about them. They're going to lose anyway. Amen. Give me 9 minutes and 32 more seconds. Can you do that? Amen. Look at what the Bible says in verse number 7. It says, but if we walk in the light and as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the what? Blood of who? Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from what? All sin. Notice the Bible didn't say some sin. It said the blood of Jesus cleanses us from how much sin? All sin. Now, Christians, let me just say this. If you continue to go out there, you sin willfully, then that's not what the word is talking about. See, we all make mistakes and we slip up sometimes. But if you just, I'm just going to sin, and the blood's going to wash my sin away, then you got the wrong attitude. That's called premeditated. That's not what he's talking about here. But it's talking about when we mess up sometimes. It says the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. And look at verse 8. It says, if we say that we have what? No sin. Who are we deceiving? Notice the Bible did not even say Satan is deceiving us, although he's a deceiver. It said when we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the what? Truth is not in us. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. And the truth is not in us. But it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from how much unrighteousness? All. Sounds like grace and mercy to me. If we say, verse 10, here we go. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a what? How many know God can't lie? The Bible tells us that in Timothy, it tells us that in Titus, that God cannot lie. It says it is impossible for God to lie. And how many know impossible means impossible? If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And his word is not in us. Why? Because the word tells us that we all slip up from time to time. But somebody say, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. Because if it wasn't for Jesus, like Jeremiah said in the book of Lamentations, we would be consumed. But he said, God's mercies are renewed every morning. Just like your spirit is renewed day by day, we get new mercies every day. Think I'm joking? Ask Jeremiah in Lamentations chapter 3. What a mighty God we serve. Are y'all still with me this morning? Look at John chapter 2. You're already there. John chapter 2. Now, I'm sorry, 1 John. You're already there. You should be there. I'm sorry. I messed y'all up. I said John. I'm talking about 1 John. The Bible says, my little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. See, like I said, we don't have a license to do it. He said, you sin not. And if any man sin, we have a what? With the who? And his name is what? The what? Good God Almighty. Thank God for grace and mercy. How many of you know that Satan knows that his final destination is the lake of fire? See, we think Satan owns hell and the lake of fire. He don't own anything. His final destination is the lake of fire, and he wants to take as many people down with him as he can. And that's why he came into the world to deceive Adam and Eve, because he knew his downfall before he even came to the earth. Why? Because God had already kicked him out of heaven. So on his way, I believe, Romans chapter 8, verse 88, I believe on his way, after he got kicked out of heaven, on his way down to the earth, he started coming up with a plan. Well, I'm not welcome in heaven anymore, and so I have to have a plan. Well, because I know where my final destination is. See, he know, but I don't want to go by myself. And since God, he's going to love mankind so much, let me see if I can take as many people down with me as I can. So I'm just going to cause them to sin. Tell them it's okay. Because I know, although the New Testament is not written yet, I know that in Romans 6:23, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So I'm going to, you know, he had a plan. But how many know God had a better plan? Because of his grace and mercy, he sent Jesus. And when we mess up, Jesus is our advocate. I'm almost done. I got 3 minutes and 35 seconds. Are y'all still with me? Regardless of what situation we find ourselves in, regardless of what situation you find yourself in, grace and mercy is still working for you. When it seems like you can't find your way out, grace and mercy is still working for you. When it seems like things just don't look right, grace and mercy is still working on your behalf because of Jesus. As I told you before, grace and mercy never stops working. And in the 136 Psalm, there are 35 verses, I believe. And in every verse, 26 verses, I'm sorry. And in every verse, the Bible tells us that mercy endureth forever. In every verse, the Bible is giving examples of what God did. And it's telling us, you can read it when you get home. You can read it for Bible study this week. And it's telling you that God did this because his mercy endureth forever. In every verse. So regardless of what situation Christians we face in life, if you're not a Christian, you can be one today. But regardless of what situations we face in life, God's grace and mercy never stops working. It is working for us. Every day. It never stops. When we stop, it's still going. When we sleep, it's still going. When we turn our back on God, it's still going, trying to get our attention to come back to him. Are y'all still with me? King David prayed to God many times, and he always recognized God's grace and God's mercy. Always. Whatever we need to go to God and ask for it in Jesus' name. Why? And it will be done because of grace and mercy. It always works. When we need things, regardless of what it is, when we're going through a situation, the Bible tells us to come to the throne of grace. There's a throne of grace? Oh, yes, there is. There's a throne of God. And there's a throne of God, there has to be a throne of grace. I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 4. I'm closing right here. We have access to God's grace and mercy. Well, Pastor, how do I get access? Christian, listen. Why are you turning? I'll wait till you turn first. I don't want to talk while you turn because I don't want you to miss out on this. We have access. I have access, Pastor? Yes, you do. Pastor, you mean to tell me I have access? Yes, you do. But they said, who cares what they say? What matters is what God says. Well, Pastor, they said I would never be. Who cares what they say? Christians, stop listening to they. Most of Most of the time, they don't even have a name. Well, they did. They don't be talking about, don't, please never come to me to say something about they. What did God say? See, the way we find access to God's grace and mercy, Christians, is you got to get in the Word. Our access to God's grace and mercy is found in His Word. Why? Because God tells us everything we have through Christ Jesus and everything we don't have through Christ Jesus. But people don't like to spend time in the Word. That's why we don't know about God's grace and mercy. Are you at Hebrews 12 yet? It's my last verse. What's that? Verse 12. Got to go through the Word. Thank you. Chapter 4, verse 12. Look what the Bible says here. It says, for the Word of God is what? Quick. The word means alive. It's not sleeping. For the Word of God is quick and what? Powerful and what? Sharper than what? Any two-edged sword. Piercing even the dividing asunder of what? Soul and spirit. I told a lesson not too long ago. I'm closing. And I told you that the spirit and soul always go together. You can't separate one from the other. Where your spirit goes, your soul goes. Where your soul goes, your spirit goes. But listen, there is one thing that can separate the soul from the spirit, and it is called the Word of God. That must be powerful. It said, it's even to the dividing asunder of soul and what? Spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It says in verse 13, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Verse 14 says, seeing then, good God Almighty, that we have a great high priest, talking about Jesus, that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession or confession. And then the Bible says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was at all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. And because of that reason, because of God's grace and mercy, and through Jesus Christ, look what the Bible says. It says, let us therefore come what? Boldly unto the what? Throne of what? Grace. So that we may obtain what? And find what? To do what? In time of what? You tell me you don't have access to God's grace and God's mercy. Come on, stand to your feet and give God a hand of praise because he's worthy. Grace and mercy never stops working. Let's give God a hand of praise. Amen, amen, amen.